Testing. Okay, testing. Good morning, everybody. The first time I lead Saturday EMP. Suppose I need to lead yesterday because PNET has something to do and then we change. Let us pray before we read the Bible. Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, thank you for a beautiful day. You give us opportunity to come to you closely. Thank you for time that we can read the Bible and meditate it. And we believe that today you will speak something to us. And Holy Spirit, lead us so that we understand and then keep this word in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Yesterday, my wife and me have different things to do. So I went to Indonesian Consulate General to attend Indonesian worship like that. And then my wife brought one friend from Indonesia. She went to Mawan and then to visit Noah Ark. And then what happened after that? After fellowship, we have like lunch together. My friend told me that another friend want to talk with me. What happened? And then after that, she leave the woman to me. And then the woman told me, I know this this lady, she's good. And then she shared something to me that after 25 years married, and then now her husband leave her alone. So, something sad story. As you know, usually I heard sad story from baby sister. But now this lady is not a baby sister. She's a wife of like a businessman like that. And then she shared, after 25 years, now my husband leave me. And then he has affair with young woman. So sad that the woman is Korean like that. So this husband, her husband is a French guy, and then this lady Indonesian, and then the third woman is Korean, and then she cried. Sad story. And then at the same time, brothers and sisters, my wife come back, and then she shared something. When she visit Noah Ark, she saw that there is one family, and then in this family, there are four persons has Down syndrome. You know Down syndrome? Yeah. One family, four person, Down syndrome. And then I know it is not easy to have one member in our family who suffer Down syndrome, because my wife's sister, she has a son and then has Down syndrome. It's very, very difficult to take care. One is difficult, but this four Down syndrome. So when I try to connect this thing, then I said in my heart, yeah, everybody never plan something bad in our life. From kid till adult, we always think and then plan something good for us. But in reality, in our life, sometimes we get something that we don't want to get it. We get something that really, really terrible for us. Last week, I just came back from Indonesia, and then I have dinner with my family. We are so happy. I share A, B, C, and then when we ate, you know what happened to me? That's the reason I cover my mouth, because when I bite something, and then my imitation teeth broke. And then the problem is Sunday I need to preach without this teeth. Oh, something terrible. Then I cover my mouth. Something that I never planned, but happened. Brothers and sisters, yeah, when you read a newspaper, for example, Oklahoma City, for example, and then there's a big, big typhoon, and then many kids die. If you read a newspaper from England, you will know that a soldier come back from Afghanistan and then want to visit family and then was killed by two very, very conservative Muslim guy and then kill and then take the head like that. Sad story. And I heard that this soldier has one kid 2 years old. What's wrong with this 2 years old kid? Nothing wrong. But he suffered something bad in his life. This is the reality, brothers and sisters. One more thing I said, the reality that everybody, I do not pray for you and I do not pray for me, but can happen to our life. When I meditate this reality, then at night time, God told me two verses. Let us open from Proverbs chapter 24. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And then verse 16, for a righteous man shall fall seven times and rise again, but the weak shall fall by calamity. Two verses spoke to me, and this verse very, very blessed me, because the Bible remind me, if you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. And then the others, the Bible told me, for a righteous man shall fall seven times, but rise again. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. This verse want to tell me, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your faith. This is not the end. Seven times and rise again. The Bible, when talk about seven, always something perfect. That means always rise again. Faith and hope is a couple. I said it's a couple because faith and hope is something that we cannot separate. Whether you're ready or not in bad situation, it all depends by your faith. Faith is something that make us always have a hope. But as you know, brothers and sisters, faith is not something that grow in one night. Faith is something that grow in process. If we read the Bible, then we can know that no one in the Bible has more worse thing in his life if we compare with Job's. No one. Except Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, and then after that Job's. Job has many bad things happen in his life. Let's open the book of Job and we can see how bad he suffered. Chapter 1, verse 13 to 20. Now there was a day when his son and daughter were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were pulling and the donkey feeding beside them. when the servants raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. 16. While he was speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and then burned up the ship and the servant and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. 17. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, ride the camel and took them away, yes, and killed the servant with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. 18. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, your son and daughter were eating and drinking wine in the older brother's house. And suddenly, a great wind came. This I call typhoon. A great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house. And it fell on the young people, and they are died. And I alone have escaped to tell you. 14 bad happened. And then chapter 2, verse 7. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Brothers and sisters, is there any more worse than Job's in the Bible? Yeah, maybe we can say that Joseph. But Joseph is not too bad if compared with Job's. Job's is the person who suffered many bad things in his life. But the good news is, when his wife told him to leave God, and what Job said, chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die. But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his life. Oh, how wonderful this guy, brothers and sisters. How wonderful this guy. Even he suffered many bad things. But Bible told us, in all this, Job did not sin with his lips. I want to learn something from this guy. This guy is amazing for me. And then when I learn something from this guy, then I see the secret is in chapter 1, verse 5. Last night, I discussed this verse with Kadia. Part of this class, I learned English from her. And then she teach me how to speak proper English. We discussed this verse. This verse, if you read one time, you cannot get the secret. You need to read 2-3 times and then take out the blessing from this word. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course, then Job would send and sanctify them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Those Job did regularly. Let me ask you something. In the time of Job, do you think he has the book of Leviticus? In the time of Job, do you think he has the book of Leviticus, the third book of Old Testament? Yes or no? Burnt offerings. The rule of burnt offering, we only know from the book of Leviticus. Yeah, burnt offering. The rule of burnt offering only we find from the book of Leviticus. And then the time of Job and then the time of Moses is different. According the history, Moses come after Job. And then my concern is, how can Job practice something earlier without the book of Leviticus? This I call amazing. Why I said amazing? Because Job know who is God. That's why every time when his son have party, and then after that Job offer a burnt offering so that he cover his family from something bad from God. This want to tell us that Job really know God. Brothers and sisters, Job can stand fast in the Lord because Job know who is God. Who is God? Even in this time, Job has not hold complete Bible like us, but in faith, he knows God. We have Bible now, and then so many versions, NIV, New American Standard, everybody. And then we have many good preacher. Yeah? SP Invite preacher from United States, from Korea, from other place. We have this all kind. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, we don't know who is God. That's the problem of our life. We don't know who is God. We more know ourselves. We do not put a God heart in our life. We just know my ambition, my career, me. We never try to go deeply and know God. Job know God. This is the secret why he can handle this problem in his life. When people know God, then the result, he do not afraid with bad thing happen in his life. That the first point I want to share. The second point, we need to know that bad happen is not the end. But God use bad happen to increase our knowledge of him. Let's open Job 42. Verse 5. 42, verse 5. I love this verse. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. In SP, we have two discipleship class. One we call GIC, and the second is EG, Experience God. Yeah. If we think deeply about EG, then the end of the EG, I believe PSAM want everybody say the same thing with this verse. I have heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you. If we ask people around us with one question, do you know God more deeply when you have problem or when you have no problem? Then what's the answer? More deeply when you have problem. Yeah. When you have problem. But why we always want to run away from the problem? As human side. When God sent a problem to you, that means there's a final exam. So that through this final exam, you upgrade to another level. Yeah. You upgrade to another level. I still remember 4 years ago, the same time like this, on May, I have been at Hong Kong for a few months, and then now Mimi and then Kid will move to Hong Kong. We need to wait Samuel finish his elementary exam. But what happened? 2 days before exam, Samuel suffered dengue fever, a fever because of mosquito. This very, very dangerous, very weak, cannot do anything, cannot eat. And then I said to God, God, if Samuel not pass the exam, and then we already apply a form one for him, what should we do? Why this happened? The whole night, I cannot sleep. Go back, stay. Go back, stay. The whole night. But 2 a.m., one sister sent message to me. Then I don't know who is the sister who sent message to me. And then that's message really encouraged me. And then I said to Mimi, Mimi, I will not go back. Today is Sunday. I really need to stay with Febe's sister. But we will pray for you. And make sure that blood thrombosis will not going down. Will not going down. Because this fever caused blood thrombosis going down. And will not going down. And then tomorrow is Monday. You send Samuel go to take exam. Amen. Do it. And we did like this. First day, second day, blood come out from the nose. And then the third day, finish exam. She brought Samuel go to hospital. And doctor said, 3 days ago, very dangerous. Now, she just need to take a rest. And then the result of the exam is very excellent. While he was six, he did a mathematics exam and he got score 9.75, only one loss. Brothers and sisters, after this, I know that if God called me, then God will cover everything. If God called me come to Hong Kong, then everything will be okay. I know him by this kind of experience, bad thing experience. Job said, I have heard of you by hearing of the ear, but now my eyes sees you. Third point, through bad things, God want to change us. Be a blessing and get blessing. If we read the whole chapter of this book, 42, yeah, start from verse 7 till the end, then we can see how God blessed Job, become a blessing for his friend, and then God get blessing. Job get blessing. The only blessing that God didn't give to Job is blessing of wife. His wife still won. Remember that. Everything increased double. Double kid, double sheep, everything. Only wife, not double. Wife still won. Oh, how beautiful. Through bad thing, then God bless Job double. Brothers and sisters, you won't get to, do you want to have this kind of blessing? Then don't run away when you have something bad in your life. Don't curse God. Don't ask why, and leave ministry. No. This an exam that God wants to bring you in high level. Because after this, people always remember with Job's. Even he suffered many things, then he still stand fast in the Lord. And at the end, I want to tell you, truly I want to tell you, that in God, there is no bad things. Amen? In God, there is no bad things. In God, always good things. In God, always good things. There is no bad thing in God. Always good thing. 100% always good things. Let us open Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So there is no bad things in the life of believer. Everything is good. Let us think through this message this morning. I don't know what happened in your life, but always remember. Number one, if you know God, then you can stand fast in the Lord. Number two, remember that bad things, God change, become an opportunity to know Him deeply. Number three, behind bad things, there's a blessing that God prepared for us. And then number four, in God, there is no bad thing happen in your life. Let us pray.
The difficulties in life, to pray for God's peace in the midst of such turmoil, and just really praying for something more than we can imagine, the impossible, for even healing, for only what God can do. So let's pray over those right now that are dealing with the cancer, just over the different family members, even within our church community, and for those that are undergoing chemo currently. And even for one that we have that we're praying continually for that really needs a transplant. So we just pray for all these people now. let's pray for those that are in this place where they're dealing with a lot of sickness and illness, just the difficulties of dealing with that, and also the ones that are looking, just praying for the members to receive salvation. And in this place that we pray that these family members and friends would not turn away from God, but actually turn towards God because it's such a difficult time. And we just ask for the mercy of God to come upon these individuals, that they would receive salvation first. We just pray for that over all these individuals. So let's take this time to pray over this area. Just want to be able to be on his timeline no matter what, and with all all the people involved. So let's just pray for these two areas. Just to cover all the things that are happening today. Just praying for all the groups as well over Bel Air and for McDaddy and for Robinson family. Just pray for each and every House Church family today to meet and just really receive what the Lord is wanting to say to them and to bring just a life of encouragement and ministry. And we just pray for a powerful time of that community life. Let's pray. gathering to just really know how to better minister to our church family as a whole. Just continue to pray for all that is happening over this weekend. Let's pray. Jesus Christ, as you are head of our church, that you continue to lead us on your timeline and by your ways and according to just really your heart, Father God, and ministering to each other. So we just ask that today, God, would be a day where we can really reflect, Father God, on you and just really turn our ears to you and allow you to speak to our hearts today. And just even now, as we pray and take time for ourselves to pray for our personal lives, interceding on behalf of others, we just ask that you continue to just stir that heart of prayer in us with each and every day. For we are so desperate, we could truly only come sometimes by the Spirit and the power of prayer. So lead us and guide us today, that we would be a blessing to you and to others around us.